Hello.
Hi, Gina. This is James calling in from Local Slash. How are you doing today?
Hi, James. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
That's great. So I'm just calling in here in regards to that suspension. I see that we've submitted an appeal here earlier today for that. So the email that they send us is a very generic email. They just say deceptive content. So they don't really go into details about what caused the suspension. There are two different types of suspensions, though. There's suspended, and then there's disabled. So disabled means it was done by a person, whereas suspended means it was done by their automated system. What basically I assume is why they do this is they ask for, you know, they want to check documentation to just verify that the documents are there. So I do see that we filled that out here today, and then I'll put my a note on the account for myself just to check back on it here daily. And then I'll submit multiple attempts too, just to see if we could push it through in case if like one agent doesn't answer it, another Google agent, you know, could always pick it up upon a different request.
Okay. So basically this happens because they need to verify everything. Is this because I changed addresses?
So if we change, stuff on Google, like major stuff, for example, like the business name, the address, the phone number, Google will either they'll either ask for re-verification, where they'll want you to do like the video verification again, or in some cases they suspend it.
Okay.
Yeah, so that could be a reason why. They just never say directly in their emails. They're always vague about it.
Okay, so hopefully if we could have it possibly running back up tomorrow, because it does affect our business a lot of losing clientele.
Yeah. In terms of the time, it is hard to say since it is up to Google for them to actually, you know, push our request through. What I'll do is I'll submit another, I'll submit like two or three more here today, just to see if that can help push it a little bit further. But it is up to Google for them to actually review it and then push it back live. And we're limited to, you know, the appeal form that they provide us.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I'll just wait to hear back. Will you call me once you see that it's active or hear back?
Yeah. So we'll let you know once it's, you know, back and live here again. And then we'll forward any emails we get from Google to you. So if they, you know, ask us for any information, or if they just respond to anything back, I'll CC you on any of those emails.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Alrighty. Thank you. Take care.